Blog Talk Radio.
I'm running away from this pain. I'm trying to find a new way where the sun's shining down on my face. I'm running away. You're in a toxic relationship. Time to be
the Blog Talk Radio Studios in Union City, New Jersey. This is Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. Thank you all for joining us here tonight, the 15th of May, 2017. Of course, I'm deeply grateful from wherever and however you're listening here tonight on Blog Talk Radio. Folks, this week's edition of Dating Today is brought to you by, as always, by the Mason Civic League. If you're not familiar with this outstanding local nonprofit here in the New York, New Jersey metropolitan area, I hope you will be. Check them out online at their website, www.masoncivic.org. That's www.masoncivic.org. Now, the Mason Civic League is located at 1200 Washington Street in the Uptown section of Hoboken, New Jersey. You can call their office line directly, 201-706-8088. You can do so from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. The amazing Tanya Garcia, the office manager, will be there to answer all your questions and get you involved with the Mason Civic League. Now, again, if you're not familiar, ladies and gentlemen, the Mason Civic League was established in 2010 by former Hoboken Councilwoman, the distinguished Elizabeth Mason, and her husband, Ricky Mason. And its mission has been to assist community members and groups in need, sponsoring programs and events to promote the arts, continuing education, and, of course, activities for residents of all ages. We have some great stuff coming up courtesy of the Mason Civic League, folks. We have a great football clinic for local students and local kids. If you're interested in getting your son or daughter involved in football, there's a really, really great clinic coming up, sponsored by the Mason Civic League. And it will be this Saturday, May the 20th, from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Northburg Recreation Stan Newman Field. Now, USA Football and the Mason Civic League will sponsor the Evan Rodriguez third annual football camp. It's a free one-day football camp for grades K through 12, and it's located at 300 Meadowview Avenue in North Bergen, New Jersey. You can register at usafootball.com/fun. Of course, the Evan Rodriguez third annual youth football camp brought to you by USA Football and the Mason Civic League. Again, don't forget to like the Mason Civic League on Facebook, folks. And, of course, make sure you follow them on Instagram and Twitter. There's always extraordinary content each and every day, courtesy of the Mason Civic League. Do check it out online. I also want to acknowledge folks here on the program, another big supporter of the show, Cromcakes.com, a great local media site hosted by my dear friend, Miss Ashley Cromcakes. And you can check out her website, www.cromcakes.com. That's K as in knife, R-O-N-C-A-K-E-S.com. It's full of entertaining blogs, and it does an exceptional job of connecting media with humanity and, of course, sprinkling some cromedy along the way, courtesy of my dear friend, Miss Ashley Cromcakes. You can also check out Rough Rehab, folks, in wonderful no-kill Northern New Jersey-based animal rescue shelter located at 360 Route 46 in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. It's only about 15-20-minute drive right outside the Lincoln Tunnel and the George Washington Bridge, and also easily accessible via an Uber or Lyft. Again, it's located at 360 Route 46 in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. You can call them directly each and every day, 862-200-1447. Now, they're open to the public daily from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. And again, the weather's getting a lot warmer, folks. Hopefully our warm days are ahead of us. And you know what? If you've been waiting to adopt that beautiful or adorable cat or dog, now's the time. And Rough Rehab is the place. So definitely check out Rough Rehab. Make sure you like them on Facebook. And, of course, don't forget to follow them on Instagram and Twitter. Again, I want to thank Rough Rehab and crowncakes.com for being staunch supporters of the show. And, of course, I want to thank the Mason Civic League for sponsoring this week's edition of Dating Today with yours truly, Fernando Uribe. Now, folks, I want to hear from you tonight. Again, toll-free number tonight to call in, 646-649-1926. Once again, toll-free number brought to you by the Mason Civic League is 646-649-1926. You can also write to the show's inbox, which is professorfuj@gmail.com. You can also don't forget to follow me on Instagram @your_favorite_Fernando. And, of course, follow me on Twitter @theGloriousFUJ. Again, folks, toll-free number tonight to call in, brought to you by the Mason Civic League. Again, 646-649-1926. Hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. Hope everybody had a wonderful Mother's Day with their families. I was very fortunate enough to spend it with my mom, of course, my aunt as well, whose mom, and my grandmother, my mom and my aunt's mom, respectively, who, God willing, will be turning 99 later on next month. So great, another blessed Mother's Day to have our abuelita around for Mother's Day. And, of course, blessed to have my mom around, of course, my aunt, three very important women in my life who have helped shape me in one way or another. So I'm deeply grateful to them. And it was a great Mother's Day yesterday. Going out to lunch, you know, BSing, cracking jokes, having some laughs. That's what we tend to do in the Uribe family. And just, we can laugh about anything and everything. So it's kind of like really, you know, unique. I'm sure we could all do that as families. But you know, really, especially for, my Spanish speaking, listeners today, you know what I'm talking about. It's, one of those historical type of like narratives you hear when, you're out with the parents and my aunt, my uncle and my cousin Daniel as well. So, great Mother's Day. I hope all of everybody out there listening, in the good old US of A, was also enjoying their Mother's Day. And for those of you that were not fortunate enough to have their mother, again, my prayers go out to you. You're always in my thoughts. And again, I hope you would have a good time with your family nonetheless during the weekend. Again, a big shout out to all my graduates. Some of my students graduating this week. Again, I can't say enough about how happy I am to hear about this. I'm happy to see it. Don't know if I'll be attending some graduation ceremonies this week. I don't know. I'll certainly do my best, and we'll see. You know, well, hopefully, you know, I'll be able to make it. But more importantly, to all my students graduating this week, I wish you the best of luck. You know, keep working hard, make good choices, make good decisions, and you know, it'll work out for you. So, and most importantly, never stop learning. So, to all my students listening tonight, graduating this week, shout out to the class of 2017. God bless y'all. Y'all worked hard. You deserved it. Go party, but party responsibly too. So it's a good week for everybody here. And again, folks, you know, the toll-free number tonight to call in, I want to hear from you, 646-649-1926. Once again, the toll-free number brought to you by the Mason Civic League, 646-649-1926. Again, toll-free number to call in and opine this evening. I want to hear from you, folks, all my great listeners over here in the great state of New Jersey, all the way out across the river in Manhattan, friends down in Raleigh, North Carolina, all the way down to Miami, Dallas, Texas, all the way out to Las Vegas, L.A., downtown, and, of course, all the way out a little bit up north in Bakersfield, California. Great people all around the good old U.S. of A. who love listening to Dating Today here on Blog Talk Radio. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, I want to sort of get into tonight's topic here, and sort of got me thinking about the components that relationships need to have. Otherwise, they're not going to last. It sort of got me thinking about relationships in recent years for me and what's worked, what hasn't, what I've done wrong, what I've done right, thinking exactly, you know, what's worked. And, you know, it's interesting. You know, it's for a lot of us in the dating scene, and again, I can't say enough about all the great positive feedback I hear about the show, the podcast here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm glad that it's become an invaluable piece of information. I'm glad it's become, you know, an important resource for a lot of my single friends, both male and female, that like listening to the show and, you know, getting a different perspective of dating other than what you read in blogs or what you listen to in your morning radio shows. I'm glad that the feedback and the responses continues to remain positive here on Dating Today. So again, I thank my loyal listening audience for hanging in there with me and, you know, being devoted to the show and they, you know, continue to listen in, whether you do it from your PC, your Mac, your smartphone or tablet each and every week when you listen live or on the archives. I appreciate it. So it got me thinking today, you know, I was talking to some friends in a group messenger today, and it just sort of reminded me, you know, it's becoming harder and harder to find real relationships these days that's based on just more than sex. And, of course, listen, I mean, I do want to acknowledge that sex is an important factor in a relationship. If you don't have the chemistry and the sex isn't great, you know, it may not last very long anyway. But if you're not sexually attracted, then you're probably not meant to be in a relationship. It's that simple. But there are other factors that I want to sort of, you know, elaborate on this evening, folks, that make up a strong relationship that don't have anything to do with sex, ironically. Now, more times than not, you know, I like to think that a relationship can be broken into five categories, and I want to sort of delve into that tonight. And again, folks, I want to hear from you tonight, so if you have something to say about the topic, I welcome your feedback. Again, 646-649-1926, toll-free number. Again, call in, brought to you by the Mason Civic League. And, you know, as I was saying, I think that these five categories are really, really important, and I feel that they have to be present at some time or another to have a real relationship. And, you know, each of the factors I'm going to discuss, you know, sort of brings about a different view on the relationship and its strengths. So it's a good idea to keep in mind that while you're evaluating your current relationship, or even when you're thinking about getting into a relationship in the future, it's important to look at these five factors, because when we really break it down, these are essential. As I said to you before, having good chemistry, having, you know, a good sexual chemistry, and, you know, being able to ensure that is healthy, that's a must. I can tell you that I've dated women in my lifetime where, you know, maybe there was like some good chemistry at first, but then it sort of died out, and, you know, that's a killer. And once you do that, you know, it's demoralizing, because, you know, you feel like, well, where's the relationship going? Why am I still in this? Why am I still dealing with it? You know? And, you know, again, aside from sex, which is important, again, you know, we're human beings, we have needs. And of course, you know, I like to think of our, you know, of ourselves, you know, as more than just animals. I mean, of course, I think we have interpersonal things that we value as people. And, you know, to be very fair, I think that when we're looking at the factors tonight that I'm going to discuss, ultimately I feel that it can mean the difference between what's a short-term fling and maybe sort of like a long-term type of relationship that either maybe blossoms into marriage, who knows, but longer, you know, overall. And the first thing the first factor I really want to touch upon, I feel that's crucial, is personality. Now, personality should complement each other in a healthy relationship. Now, again, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to date someone just like you, but certain personality types work well with opposites too. Now, let's be honest. You know, if I'm being very sincere, I think it's important, or maybe I would strongly recommend that you should be in a relationship with someone whose personality works well with yours. I don't think that's outlandish. I don't think that this is trigonometry. It's not complicated. But again, I think it's important to try working out any kinks in the beginning of the relationship if possible. But remember, you shouldn't have to change the person you're dating on a fundamental level in order to be happy. The more you try to change someone as a person, the more they will begin to resent you. And it's important to find someone you naturally work with. And as a result, a happy relationship will follow in its wake. Again, I've always hammered home the point about personality is important. And I'm not saying that it's about, you know, being Mr. or Miss Personality. I'm not saying that silly award we win whether we're in high school or in college or something. No, I'm talking about having tangible interests that you can talk about, that you can share, things of that nature. I can tell you in previous relationships, I've had women try to change me, and that has made me very unhappy. And more times than not, I think that, not to say guys don't do that to women either. I think both parties can be guilty of it. But I remember that when I've had a few select women try to change me fundamentally, it's bothered me. Now, are there things about me that probably need some changing? Yes, I don't disagree with that. But there are just certain elements I think that as a guy, that for me are sort of non-negotiable. And I'll give you an example. Remember, a couple, about 4 years ago, I remember I was in a relationship with a woman. She was drastically younger than I was. If I remember correctly, she was 13 years younger than I was. Yes, 13 years, that's right. And I remember that, you know, I wouldn't say we were super opposites. I mean, we liked the same music. We like a lot of the same foods. We like the same movies. We like doing a lot of similar things for fun. We kind of like the same teams a little bit, which I think is kind of important for me. You know, I'm a big sports nut. So, you know, if you like the Yankees and you like Cleveland Cavaliers and you like the Devils and hockey, or if you like the Cowboys and the NFL and stuff like that, you'll be able to coexist with me because I sort of, you know, not require it, but I do my best to sort of, you know, influence the woman I'm dating. But anyway, and I remember that while we had a lot of things in common and personalities we were gelling, I could tell there were just certain things that she wanted to fundamentally change about me. I remember, and it was interesting because, you know, I was someone that really, you know, didn't drink a lot per se, I think, when I was in a relationship. But I remember, you know, she was a bit of a party girl, and I know that she made it a point to party a lot through college and also through grad school. And, you know, I don't want to call her a sloppy drunk or a sleepy drunk, but it happened a lot. And I can tell you, coming back from the city a lot and then coming back to Ash, or either, you know, driving her back to Westchester where she was living at temporarily early on, and then, or Jersey City, whatever. It was funny because I remember, you know, I didn't really drink a lot, but it sort of forced me to, be out with her friends a lot, I think, and drink heavily. And one of the things that really bothered me, I think, was the fact that in terms of trying to change me, she didn't really like hanging out with my friends a lot. I think that she was very partisan to her girlfriends. And surprisingly, you know, like, her girlfriends liked me a lot. And they, you know, I think I might go as far as say that they adored me because they always liked having me around. They never felt that I was an infringement upon them when they were hanging out. And, you know, I think that that's always a reassuring thing as a guy. When you're able to date someone like that, you know, sometimes being a woman and when she has bitchy girlfriends or snobbish girlfriends or just, you know, very unpleasant girlfriends to deal with, it that can be a challenge, you know. And I remember when we were hanging out a lot, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, she sort of made a point to like say, well, listen, you know, I kind of like hanging out with my friends more. My friends are more fun. And the interesting component was like, it was, you know, she wasn't pretentious, but her girlfriends were. And it was a bit of a drag to sort of have to like babysit them as well during an evening. Not because she didn't like being alone with me. We had plenty of alone time, but more times than not, I found myself having to go out with her and her girlfriends a lot more than I would have liked. I had to babysit them a lot. They were all sloppy drunks. They were a bit of, you know, daddy's girls, you know, a little entitled, you know, I wouldn't say a completely bunch of spoiled millennials, but a few of them came close, you know, to say the least. And that was an interesting thing. And, you know, I remember that I saw sort of a systemic change. I remember my buddies, and I remember right as the football season started, I think in, as football season, I think transitioned itself in the fall of 2012, I remember. And not to say that I had to go out and watch football every Sunday, because I didn't. I've never really done that. It's not a practice that I do religiously. I've never really been that way. But I remember that, you know, she was a very girly girl. And I remember that to her, going out on a Friday night would be either going to the W in Hoboken, having some champagne, or drinking at some, like, trendy, you know, exclusive type of lounge in Manhattan, which was fine because, you know, it didn't really cost me a lot, per se, because we knew promoters and stuff like that. But I remember that even asking her to, like, say, listen, you know, football season's coming, you know, big game's coming along. And, listen, she had, to her credit, you know, she had become a Cowboys fan, which, you know, was great, you know. Not to say it's a prerequisite when you date me, but, you know, it helps. Makes me happy. And I remember saying to her, like, listen, you know, I haven't been to watch any games for about a month and a half. You know, it's about maybe a little, almost half the season. You know, for those of you that are familiar with the NFL, it's 16 weeks, 16 games, you know. I think it was about week 7, and I'd still not gone to see a game. And not because my buddies were bothering me. I think my buddies were out watching football wherever they were, let's say in Hoboken. But, you know, I didn't really maybe feel a sense or an insistence upon it or a necessity. But I was like, all right, well, listen, let's go let's go watch, you know, football. Why don't you come with me? Because I wasn't going to say, hey, listen, by the way, like, I'm going to go with my buddies. You do whatever you want on Sunday, go brunch with the girls or something. You know, I actually made it a point to say, listen, you know, do I come out with my buddies to watch football? And I remember that she was so, you know, she's a very girly girl. And, you know, not to say that wearing a jersey or wearing something, wearing like a shirt or something bothered her. But, you know, she was more the W Hotel type of girl. You know, she was more the, you know, go to Lulu's in Hoboken, you know, Chandelier Lounge or whatever it was called, Chandelier Room, whatever at the time. And I would say, well, is it okay if I go, if you don't want to go? Because I would like to watch a game. You know, I haven't seen a game all season. It's been kind of hard sometimes. You know, maybe on Sundays we're doing some things and, you know, you get a little mad at me when I'm looking at my phone because I'm looking at my app to see what the score is. And, you know, one of the things I remember early on, I think in our relationship, she had told me, she's like, you know, listen, I have to give you credit. I think you're not like a lot of guys I've dated. Like, you don't really put up a fuss. You know, like, of course you have your smartphone, you know, look at your app, you know, look at the score because you're interested. And I can appreciate that. And you don't really make a fuss about it. And I really didn't. And that's one of the things I remember early on that was great about it. I mean, as we kept dating more and more and longer, certainly transitioned to something worse. But the point is that I sort of found her trying to change me fundamentally. And I wasn't trying to do that. And that's never been someone who I am in a relationship. I don't like doing that. I don't want to say that women tend to do that more. But I remember that that became sort of a point of contention and debate with us. You know, like, it's, I understand maybe, you know, you don't want to, you know, you may have some kinks in a relationship. And of course, you know, you want to talk and you want to maybe, you know, air your feelings. But the reality is that, like, if you try to fundamentally change someone, that's not going to turn out very well. I think that sooner or later that bubble's going to burst and that person's going to have such a large amount of resentment that it can really explode into something nasty, really nasty argument. And I remember that happened once. Trying to sort of change some aspects of my personality or trying to change aspects of what I was doing for fun or what I found enjoyable and things of that nature. And it was, you know, again, I think that it's important. If you can find someone you can naturally work with, then, you know, more times than not, I think a happy relationship will follow in its wake. You know, the next factor I think really, really important, folks, that I think to think about is communication. And communication is something that has to be built. It's sort of the foundation of every great relationship. You know, you can and you won't know what your partner needs or wants or expects out of a relationship without it. So, you know, it's kind of interesting this coming from me because I know that I've had my fair share of arguments about this, but when you are in a relationship, you're a team. You know, it's no longer I or me, it's we, you know, sort of like that old, as the old saying goes. You know, as a team, you have to sort of make sure you're providing for each other and making sure you consider and you're trying to fulfill each other's needs. Problem is, sometimes that's not always going to happen. I think that sometimes there's going to be points of contention. You're not going to see things the same way. You may just have a different perspective when it comes to, you know, agreeing on certain issues. I could probably tell you that I think – and this is always a, sort of a point of contention, I think, with my parents. Because my parents are, you know, sort of more old school Hispanics. And my parents have never really ever looked at the fundamental premise of, well, if you're dating someone or if you're in a relationship, you know, this idea of going out with your friends really does get minimized. And I understand that, and that's true. I think as you get older and you mature more, yes, of course. I think fundamentally it's important to have some time either to yourself, to be alone, to enjoy time by yourself, or to enjoy guys' night out, again, within reason, responsible, you know, doing anything reckless or stupid or crazy. But that's always important, I think, to be able to get out and go catch a ball game with your friends and, you know, go, excuse my language, bullshit, while you're watching a playoff game, have a beer or go to a Yankee game or a Met game, whatever, and sit there and just, you know, enjoy and just catch up, whatever. And I think that, you know, you have to talk about that. You have to communicate about that. And I've never been the type of guy that ever smothers any woman I've ever dated. I think that while a lot of exes might say certain things about me, I think the one thing that they'll never say is that I smothered them. I was never very clingy. I was never the sort of bothersome type. I was never the one that was sort of overreaching. I've always respected my partner's space. That's something I'm very proud of. Because in return, I've always expected, or at least I've hoped optimistically, I'm dating will respect my space. You know, and would be comfortable in allowing me that. Not because I want to go out with my friends, for example. Maybe there's just some nights I want to just stay in. And there have been plenty of nights I remember that I just want to stay in, watch a movie, have a glass of wine, just relax. I just want time to myself and relax. And I remember sometimes the women I dated, and maybe I think it was the age difference, and maybe the young woman was had a different mindset. But I remember same girl I just mentioned before, a few years back I dated, and when I would say, hey, listen, you know, and I wouldn't do this very often. I think if I did it maybe once every 2 months, that was a lot, you know. But when I did it, I'd get an immense amount of grief. And I'd hear the, well, what's the matter? Why don't you want to be with me? Did I do something wrong? I'm like, no, like, you know, I'm tired, had a long week. I want to just stay in and relax. If you don't want to do that, you know, I mean, my first option was always like, hey, do you want to come over, watch a movie, have some wine? And when I would hear, like, no, not really, I'd rather go out, I'm like, well, listen, like, I'm just tired, like, you know, I had a really long week, and, you know, I just want to just, you know, hang out at home tonight, watch a movie and relax, you know, I just want me time. Now, having said that, I would also go on to say in the sentence, hey, listen, you know, if you want to go out with the girls, go ahead with the girls. When you're done at the end of the night, do you want to come over? Say that. I wouldn't be like, oh, all right, well, I'll just see you tomorrow, whatever. I would say, you know, if you want to go out with the girls, you know, if you haven't gone with the girls in a while, go do that. And when you're done at the end of the night, just come over, you know, either tell me to, I'll pick you up, or if one of your girlfriends want to drop you off, or whatever the case may be. And more times than not, that never led to an argument. Or if I, you know, when I'm, again, sort of going back to that example, you know, she liked hanging out with her girlfriend sometimes. I think most of them were single. And of course they were single. I mean, they were very difficult women to put up with. So of course they were single. I can't imagine, you know, it didn't surprise me. And I think that sometimes created a little bit of an argument, because they'd be like, oh, I don't understand why they can't meet guys. And I would say, well, look at them. I mean, they're annoying. They're obnoxious. They're not really pretty. So, I mean, that's, you know, to say the least, but, you know, they just have rotten attitudes and personalities. So of course they're going to be single. But aside from that leading to an argument, I would just say, well, listen, if you want to hang out with them, go ahead. You know, I'm not going to prevent you. I'm not going to be like, no, you can't go out with the girls, you know, because I would never want to hear that from my partner. I would never want to hear that from my girlfriend. I'm like, oh, listen, I want to, you know, maybe hit a ball game with the guys. And not because I did it often, because I didn't. I very rarely did. But if I wanted to do that, I mean, I didn't think it was the end of the world. But again, that's where I think communication is crucial and is pivotal. I think you have to be able to sort of talk things out and you know, try to find a common ground and try to find some sort of, you know, agreement. You know, I think communication is important that way. And the third factor, I think, is one that more times than not, I think many couples forget about. And that's the variable that's known as friendship. You know, when you're dating someone and it's going to turn into a long-term investment, and let's say you eventually marry who you're dating, I mean, you essentially want to marry your best friend. So essentially, like, you start dating your best friend and then you start a relationship on that solid foundation. And one of the things I've always said to my friends, and I remember that, you know, when they've asked me for relationship advice, they said, Fernando, you know, when I've asked, hey, how's it going with so-and-so? And, or they'll ask me, how's it going with so-and-so? I've always, you know, being the oldest one in the group, I've always been the one that, I don't want to say that the guys look up to, but at the end of the day, when they need advice or when they need, like, solid guidance, they're going to look to me. And I'm not saying that because I'm trying to inflate my importance in my inner circle, but it's because of the age. You know, I'm the oldest one in the group. I've had more life experience. I've had more relationships. And I think more times than not, I think a lot of the guys within my group, you know, I mean, listen, we all rely on each other. We all try to rely on each other for guidance and support, whatever. But more times than not, whenever I've had a conversation with friends of mine, I say, listen, you know, is she your best friend? Is she becoming your best friend? Is she someone that, you know, you can laugh together, that you can cry together, that, you know what, that you'll be there for each other during the good times and the bad. And, you know, it's interesting. I've always sort of held this premise with my friends, and I've always said this to them. You know, a good relationship means telling your partner not all your secrets. You know, I think that can backfire on you, especially when you're dating a woman, let's say, who's vindictive or spiteful or vengeful. You know, you have to sort of be very selective in what you disclose. Women like that can be very tricky. It can backfire on you when you share too much information. But overall, again, I think you should be able to share some intimate details about yourself. You should be able to ask your partner's opinions. And listen, I think that as adults, you know when and where to make your partner a priority. Now, again, that might come into conflict. You might have a difference of opinion as to how you're being prioritized. But at the end of the day, you know, a best friend is someone that you want in your life, and you want them forever and always. You know, so when your partner is your best friend, let's be honest. I mean, more times than not, I think we're going to work very hard to make the relationship last. If that's it. You know, another very important factor, I think this is probably one of the most pivotal ones, and that's trust. You know, it's having trust in your partner. And I'm sure, listen, I'm sure you've probably been hurt in the past by others, you know. But hopefully the person that you're dating now is not the same person as your ex. So let's say maybe did you wrong, and maybe was dishonest, betrayed you, whatever. You know, it's a very fundamentally difficult question to answer. When you say, you know, if your partner has done something to discredit themselves, you know, should they be with you? You know, can you be with someone that you trust completely? And that's always important. You know, listen, relationships should be a source of comfort. And when you're having trouble trusting the person you're dating, the problem is that sort of insecurity spreads throughout your entire life. And when you're having trouble establishing trust, you're having trouble having that open dialogue and communication, that can create for a very difficult relationship. That can create for very difficult circumstances. It's important to trust each other. It's important to be open and honest with each other, try not to be misleading to each other. It's important. No one's perfect. I think we all, as humans, we all make our fair share of mistakes. I think that we hopefully try to learn from them. Hopefully we try to be better people, better human beings. In a relationship, it's more to trust that person. If trust has been broken in a relationship, not to say that it's not salvageable. I know many relationships that if two people love each other and they care for each other, they sort of stick with it and they try to work through it and they try to just be there for each other and they try to work it out and be by each other's side. And those are very rare, because I think those are like very unique forms of love that, you know, you love someone unconditionally like that, despite being hurt or despite being deceived or misled, that, you know, you can, you know, still find the good in them. And that's really commendable of you as a person to do that. But trust is something that, you know, you have to work on, you know, and when it's not there, it takes time. I think it takes time to repair if it's been broken. But it is salvageable. I don't want to sound completely pessimistic or apocalyptic to my all my listeners tonight. More times than not, people have written to me on the show via email or text message and say, listen, Fernando, trust is, if there's no trust, like, I can't be with this person. And I get you. I understand where that's coming from. I mean, that's not an uncommon feeling to have. But what I would also ask you is, you know, how do you feel about this person? Is this salvageable? Is this someone that you want to, you know, is this someone that you, you know, that you want to be with? Is someone you want to try to keep working at things with? And, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's important to sort of, you know, I think look at it from a perspective of, you know, what's this person? You know, what do they mean to you? You know, what do they mean to, you know, where do they stand in your life? You know, and if there's someone that, you know, you have a deep bond with, and that someone that you, you know, are someone that, you want to, you know, try to establish something with, and you want to try to, you know, preserve as a relationship. Well, you know what the problem is? I think that more times than not, I think you have to sort of look on, again, the perspective of, you know, how hard are you willing to try? And sometimes I think that when we're with someone and we love them and we, you know, go about it in such a way that, you know, we feel a strong connection with them, we keep trying. We keep trying because, you know, we love them and we see the good in them. And I think that sometimes we keep trying and trying and trying. And sometimes we're just doing it because we're relentless and we're determined and we're optimistic. And we're, you know, we're hopeful. You know, when we're in love and you're in love with someone and you're always hopeful, you're always relying on hope that, you know, that you'll turn the page, that you'll turn the corner and that brighter days are ahead. You know, that's always a great thing to do. It's a great notion to hold on to. It's a great, you know, sort of emotion to cling to. But it takes work. It takes both people wanting to be in it and wanting to work at it. So, and again, trust is an important component. And also, you know, last but not least, and I mentioned this at the beginning of the monologue, but, you know, sex is the in the last category here, which is really more sex. You know, as I stated before, sex isn't the most important thing, but that doesn't mean that sex isn't important. You know, great sex improves moods and it releases stress. And when you're having great sex, you know, that's going to strengthen your relationship with your significant other. But remember that that isn't everything. So it's important to find other alternatives to improve your moods and release stress to keep each other happy. But if you aren't against having sex, then you know what to do to improve your relationship. And listen, a healthy sex life, I think, is important. Again, of course, all relationships are the same. But I think that the five variables I talked about tonight, I think, will keep the average relationship happy and healthy. You know, at the end of the day, I've talked about this with my friends. I've talked about this with my students, past and present, and other people who've called into the show or people that have written to the show asking for advice. I've always just said very simply, you know, if people pay more attention to these areas, I think that not just this generation, but I think people of all age demographics can finally start to have healthy, meaningful relationships that last just past a few months. And that's always tricky, because I know that I've been very fortunate to had a pretty good dating history in that regard. I've always been very fortunate to be able to, you know, have a healthy, I guess, I won't call it dating calendar, but dating pool in my lifetime. And I don't say this to be cocky, but I think I say it to be sort of realistic. You know, I've been very fortunate. I've never, ever have had to struggle in terms of dating women. I've always had the luxury of knowing that I can go somewhere. I can always make a conversation with women. I can always be charming and things of that nature. So I've never struggled in that way. But has that always turned into meaningful relationships? No. You know, I've met some women over the years, many, many years now, that I'll date for a few months and they'll be okay. But, you know, it'll either fade or there'll be just some things we can get over or just some things that she does to annoy me that I just don't want to deal with. Or vice versa. So I think it's, you know, it's always important to look at these five variables. Because I think that when we take all of these five into consideration, ladies and gentlemen, it's really going to make a difference, I think, about how we feel and how we're going to approach every new relationship. So for those of you listening tonight that are single and maybe just thinking to yourselves, hey, it's the summer coming up, I want to be single, I don't want to be tied down to a relationship, hey, that's great. You know, you want to be a serial dater, you want to date multiple people, that's great. You want to date casually, awesome. I highly recommend it. I think it's therapeutic. I think it's refreshing. I think it's good for the soul. But for those of you that are in a relationship now, maybe a new one, or have been in a relationship for a while, or a rekindling one, you know, think about these five categories. I think that these are categories that are important. I think they're categories that unequivocally, if you dedicate the amount of time that each of them requires, I guarantee you folks, you're going to have a much healthier and a very long lasting type of relationship. And I hope that tonight you got the sense of that, because when we neglect these five, and again, all these five have to sort of fall into place. I think you have to dedicate the right amount of time to each of them. Don't shortchange one over the other. Don't say, oh, well, I can ignore this one and more focus on that one. No, all five have to be there. Okay. You'll know when it's relevant, you'll know when each of them becomes pertinent in the relationship, okay, of course, but it's important you have to apply the right amount of dedication to each of them. And I think if you do that, trust me, your relationship will be better for it. So, and again, folks, you know, I hope that tonight's episode was helpful to you. If you missed any part of the broadcast tonight, you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/datingtoday. You can listen to all of my archives absolutely free. From any PC, Mac, do that. If you have an idea for the show that you want to have me discuss on the air, you can always write to the show's inbox, professorfuj@gmail.com. Once again, professorfuj@gmail.com. You can always follow me on Instagram @your_favorite_Fernando. Feel free to follow me also on Twitter @theGloriousFUJ. And also tonight, folks, I want to thank again my generous sponsor, the Mason Civic League. Again, they bring you this quality programming each and every week here, each and every Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Again, check out their website, www.masoncivic.org. You can call their office number directly, 201 201-706-8088. Once again, 201-706-8088, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. The great Taya Garcia, our office manager, will answer your call and direct you to the right individuals that you're looking to speak to within the Mason Civic League. You can visit their office Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. by going to 1200 Washington Street. Again, that's 1200 Washington Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. Easy accessible via the PASS train, also an Uber or Lyft. New Jersey Transit buses go by there. Again, there is affordable parking nearby. So if you want to visit the office and dedicate some time or volunteer some of your time or donate some disposable income to the Mason Civic League, they're always welcome donations. They are a nonprofit organization, so they do rely heavily on the generosity of others. So please, if you're interested, please donate to them. Again, if you're not familiar, the Mason Civic League was established in 2010 by former Hoboken Councilwoman, again, the distinguished Elizabeth Mason and her husband, Ricky. And its mission has been to assist community members and, of course, all groups in need in the nearby area. They sponsor programs and events to promote the arts, continuing education activities for residents of all ages. Again, make sure you follow them on Instagram and also on Twitter and also like them on Facebook. Again, as a reminder, folks, the Mason Civic League sponsors some two great events coming up here. I do want to let you know about them. First and foremost, this weekend, courtesy of the Hoboken High School Drama Club, this Friday, May the 19th at 7 p.m., Saturday, May 20th at 2 p.m., and then Sunday, May 21st at 2 p.m. at the Auditorium at 800 Clinton Street in Hoboken, New Jersey, again, home of the Hoboken High School. The timeless classic of Peter Pan comes to you courtesy of the Hoboken Drama Club. Again, a great production hosted and directed by Miss Danielle Miller, the director of the Hoboken Drama Club in Hoboken High School. Again, great job by them and all the students there. Again, check out the website. You can go to hhsnj.booktix.com to purchase tickets. $10 general admission, $5 for students, and $5 for seniors. A great production, folks. Again, please come out and support this weekend the timeless musical of Peter Pan, courtesy of the Hoboken Drama Club and Hoboken High School. So, again, check them out. And again, the Mason Civic League, a proud sponsor of Peter Pan, again, at the Hoboken High School. I also want to acknowledge folks here coming up on also Saturday, May 20th, this weekend, the third annual football camp hosted by Evan Rodriguez from the Chicago Bears. Proudly presented by, again, sponsored by the Mason Civic League, and of course, and USA Football. It's a great clinic. It's a free one-day football camp for grades K through 12, and it starts at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. this Saturday, May the 20th, at the North Bergen Recreation Stand Newman Field. Again, it's located at 6300 Meadowview Avenue in North Bergen, New Jersey. You can register at www.usafootball.com/fun. Again, the Evan Rodriguez Third Annual Youth Football Camp is brought to you by the Mason Civic League. Again, so I want to thank the Mason Civic League for all the good things that they do, besides sponsoring this great podcast, but also all the outstanding things that they do in the community. I also want to acknowledge folks, Cromkicks.com, a great local media site. You can check it out, www.cromkicks.com/, again, K as in nice, R-O-M-C-A-K-E-S.com. It's full of entertaining blogs and, of course, connecting humanity along with media and sprinkling some comedy along the way, courtesy of my dear friend, the lovely Miss Ashley Cromkicks. Again, check it out, cromkicks.com. You can also, folks, check it out. A great local shelter, Rough Rehab, which is located at 360 Route 46 in Mount Lakes, New Jersey. Only a 15-20-minute drive outside the Lincoln Tunnel and also the George Washington Bridge. Easy accessible via an Uber or Lyft. And again, 360 Route 46 in Mount Lakes, New Jersey. They're open to the public daily from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. They're a very reputable no-kill Northern New Jersey-based animal rescue shelter. You can dial them directly at 862-200-1447. A great local shelter, folks. Again, www.roughrehab.org. That's R-U-F-F-R-E-H-A-B.org. Make sure you like them on Facebook and, of course, follow them on Instagram and Twitter. Folks, it's warm days are ahead of us. If you're interested in adopting that cute little kitten or that adorable little puppy, Rough Rehab will help you find the pet of your dreams. So definitely check them out, and please support Rough Rehab. Also, cromkicks.com, folks. And, of course, I want to thank our dedicated sponsor, the Mason Civic League, for, again, bringing you the best 30-plus minutes of commercial-free dating advice available anywhere online, folks. It's each and every Monday night right here, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, www.blogtalkradio.com/ with yours truly, Fernando Uribe. Good night, Boston, Massachusetts, the home of Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Get ready, Celtics fan. My reigning and defending NBA champions, the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're coming, and they're coming to sweep you out of the Eastern Conference Finals. Have a good one, folks. I'll see you next time right here on Blog Talk Radio. And as always, stay classy, everyone.
I'm running away from this pain. I'm trying to find a new way where the sun's shining down on my face. I'm running away. You're in a toxic relationship. Time to be I'm running.